special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom suited to their needs and objectives.
Soon it will be time to go. I don't want to leave, I guess you know. Maybe something new will come up.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage. All six lines have been lit for every second since the first segment. You can, when somebody drops, that's your chance to get in. So when you hear when we end a conversation with your caller, that's your cue to get in. That's your cue to get in queue. How about that? All right, back to the phones, Ramona. Where is it? Where are we here? Are we at? Is that Lanier? Is Lanier next, Ramona? It looks like it, right? Lanier, good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Lanier. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, thanks for getting me in. Hey, you're talking about that Tom Allen, the defensive coordinator over there. What about Mickey? Is he still the co-defensive coordinator? Is he on the? He's got to be on the sideline somewhere over there. I mean, you know, I would think.
Yeah, but I just think that you need the head man on the sideline. I just think that that's what you have to have happen, and we'll see. I mean, there was discussion. I heard Tom Allen address this before the season as to whether he would be on the sideline or not, and he didn't seem certain. You know, he had said that at the end of his Penn State run, he had been in the booth and, you know, it seemed to work okay, but I don't know. I think this bunch needs more direct intervention.
Yeah, the Woodass kid. I don't know why they put him as a spy on the. I would have. Well, Sammy Brown seems a lot quicker than him. I mean, maybe he should have been the spy on the. Number 10, the quarterback for Georgia Tech.
Well, you know, all I know is I watched, you could spy him, you could not spy him. I watched Georgia last year be completely unable to deal with them with two NFL defensive linemen who are both playing well in the NFL, and now we see Clemson also unable to deal with them. I think the answer to who Haynes King is easier talked about than executed.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt he's a tough kid, great player. I know he gave Georgia fits.
Yep.
That's last year.
Yeah, 510 yards in regulation last year against Georgia. And Lanier, you're the Georgia fan, right? You're one of our Georgia fans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not only did he put up 510 yards, but in addition to that, he, I think you know, you benefited from a couple of extremely questionable calls there late, or he would have beaten Georgia. By the way, you know, he's like Santa Claus. He's checking his list, checking it twice, and you're the next one. You're the next one, and you don't want to be in that position where that kid thinks he owes you one.
Yeah, and I think that game is going to be in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Yeah, so
yep.
So we'll see. But anyway, I was going to say Buford High School, you guys get a lot of kids out of Buford, but you know, they just built a $63 million stadium.
That's insane.
$63 million.
It really is insane.
Should see the thing. Look it up. It's, yeah. $63 million.
I will.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just
unbelievable.
Incredible, but that anyway. We're spending that kind of money on high school football. It sort of shows where our priorities are in this world.
I know. I mean, look it up. It's $63 million is what they spent on this.
That's amazing.
It is. It's crazy. Yeah, and, you know, and of course they're 3-0 or whatever, but still, I mean, that's $63 million on a high school football field.
Yep.
Crazy. Yep. All right. Thanks for getting me in, Walt.
Yep. I think Burns is like, didn't Burns spend like $37 million or something? I believe so. I mean, Ramona's just in there shaking her head at all this talk. She's not really having any of this talk. I get it. Let me get Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
All right, Walt. You know, misery loves company. So before I get to Clemson, I will say, you know, there was somebody who told you that South Carolina's offensive line was going to be terrible all offseason. It was me.
Yeah.
I told you. Their offensive line is terrible every year, and they had to replace all three of their interior starters. And I think their right tackle went down, so I don't know what his status is. But anyway, you know, I eagerly await Joe's call, because at least I called in on Friday and told you basically we were going to lose. But I think Joe said they were going to, you know, 63-17 on Vandy.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, he may be trying to get in. It's a little difficult to get in right now. There's no space. Yeah. But you know, it's possible. I still, you know, look, I don't know what South Carolina is doing with Lenore Sellers. I don't know why they hired Mike Shula. I don't understand any of that marriage. And until they figure that out, you know, I don't care. Look, Lenore Sellers should be able to play with any five schmucks on the offensive line as long as you let him be him. And I don't think they're doing that. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we said the other day, they looked rough the first part of last season, and they turned it around. We'll see. Obviously, Missouri, that's a tough one out in Como for them.
Oh, it's a bad spot. It's a really bad spot right now. And I guess we're assuming that Sellers is not playing in that game. So that's a really tough spot against a Missouri team that's playing excellent football.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, regarding Clemson, I mean, you've already broached the subject. I was going to wait till tomorrow, but you've already come out and said it, and it's just something that, as I've marinated on it, I agree 100%. There needs to be a short hook for Cade, and we know that every aspect of the offense, every individual unit, including the coaches, have had their own issues from time to time, but Cade's the only guy that touches the ball every play.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, as I said on Friday, he's at the point where he should be a Jedi master. You know, somebody blitzes him, he should be able to laugh and say, here you go,
exactly
bing,
right.
Bing, you know. And even though, this is what's so crazy about it, it's the inconsistency, because you know, that touchdown pass to Wesco, which I realize Wesco did most of the work on that, but Cade had someone bearing down on his face, and he layered it in there perfectly, hit him in stride, allowed him to turn the corner.
Yeah.
And then we had great blocking downfield with TJ Moore. And then on the ill-fated interception play, two plays before that on the goal line, he threw a beautiful layered pass to Josh Sapp. Kind of on a sail route towards the sideline, yeah. And he had to layer it in between two defenders, and he had somebody right in his face. So, I mean, it's just you see the good plays, but then you follow that up two plays later with that RPO where he's staring right at the defender, and the thing is, Walt, the guy that was guarding TJ Moore was all over him. I mean, blanketed him. So I don't know why he was even thinking that was going to be a, you know, have a shot at a completion. But I just agree. I think every, I mean, offensive coordinators, head coaches, they're not afraid, the good ones, to sit somebody when they need to, you know, get a view of it from the sideline. You hear that frequently. He just needs to see the game from the sideline from a different perspective. And you're right. Let's see what Chris Fazina has. I mean, more than likely, the Natty hopes and dreams are gone for this season. So we've got to see what we have at least a little bit in Fazina.
It's a little worrisome, honestly, Jason. It's a little worrisome that we haven't seen Fazina for a series in the second quarter of any of these games yet. Now, I realize these games have all been in the balance, and that's you know, so that's a luxury maybe they felt they didn't have. But again, kid has not played well. So, you know, if Fazina is everything that they say, then why wouldn't you see? It makes you wonder that maybe Fazina just isn't that, and maybe they've overhyped Fazina. And he's just not anywhere near ready. Because otherwise, I don't think there's a good reason for a team that has 47 first downs in three football games that just cannot possess the ball at all, and that the quarterback has clearly not played up to his billing and hasn't played well. I don't think there's any other reason not to put Fazina in for a series to see if he gives you a spark and to give Cade a different perspective. I'm not sure why that hasn't been done already, other than, like I said, the nature of these particular football games. But again, then that speaks to the fact that you're really not nearly as confident in Fazina as you claim to be.
Well, exactly. And as you said, within the context of, you know, someone brought it up, how many times are we going to hear Dabo after a game get up there and say, well, the read was there and Kay just didn't make the right read?
Right.
Okay, sure, that's correct, but how many times are you going to let that go without there being some ramifications? So, Walt, I know we got a bunch of other callers, so I'll get off the line, but I just wanted to second your motion there. I think it's very close to Fazina time, at least for a couple of series.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Yeah, I mean, it would make sense against Syracuse. Now, you're a 17-point favorite, 17-point-plus favorite against Syracuse in that game. Now, personally, I'm not laying 17 points with this team right now until they prove they can execute offense. But it's a game that, you know, you're supposed to have some degree of comfort factor. Of course, you were a 33-point favorite against Troy and trailed by 13 at the half and scored three in the first half. And we didn't see Christopher Fazina. Honestly, it just leads to more questions. The fact that we haven't seen him yet, to me, leads to more questions about Christopher Fazina. But as a group, this whole group needs to play better. And, you know, you see these throws by Cade that just, and there are several things. One, he's not seeing open guys. But two, he's throwing a lot of bad balls. I mean, you know, even that ball he threw to Ian Shefflin down the goal line, man, that ball was like a sinker low and outside. I mean, Ian's 6'7", 6'8", and dwarfs his guy. There was nobody else there. I mean, throw it up in the air to him, for crying out loud. And throw it outside. Throw it to his outside shoulder, but throw it up in the air. You know, not down at the ground. You know, and interference, no interference, that's a touchdown. If you throw that ball correctly. I mean, I can't imagine they wanted it thrown a wobbly throw down at the ground. It was like, you know, it was like a wounded duck cliche alert. And it was thrown basically at the ground. I don't quite get that. All six lines remain let. It is Georgia Tech Steve. Steve, how are you, Steve? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How you doing today?
Good, Steve. Thank you for getting in. Congratulations.
Thank you, Walt. Great show.
Thank you.
Walt, I got to congratulate you. You called this game perfectly. You said it was going to be close and it was going to be in the 20s, and that's exactly where it went. So I want to compliment you on that.
Thank you. I thought it was 21-20, 24-21,
something Georgia like Tech that. Was already 3-0 before this game Saturday.
Yeah.
You had people calling in last week, Walt, that said that Clemson was going to win this game 650-0.
Yeah, we did.
You had people calling in to say that when Georgia Tech fans go to a game, they sit up in the stands and they knit, they crochet, They do crossword puzzles, and they call their grandmother. They have no interest and enthusiasm in the game. Well, they showed up Saturday. I was one of them. What was amazing to me, Walt, was that Clemson wasn't there. The largest area of orange in that entire stadium was the Clemson band. Okay? After the Clemson band, you saw a sporadic, occasional orange shirt here, orange shirt there. I thought Clemson knew how to travel. They must have all run out of gas on Saturday. So right now, I'm willing to offer 50 cents for every ticket that I can buy to the Clemson-South Carolina game, which may be the most poorly attended game in history. Clemson really doesn't know its past. The overall record over the years between Clemson and Georgia Tech is Georgia Tech's won 51 times, Clemson 36. Okay? Frank Howard used to have to drive down to Atlanta on Saturday to get a check, to collect a check from Bobby Dodd so that Clemson could play Tech.
Clemson had won like nine straight against Georgia Tech, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Georgia Tech certainly wasn't perfect. They made mistakes. I didn't think Malik Rutherford had such a terrific game, nor Jamal Haynes certainly did not. But I think they won. Tech won the time of possession in that game, which was very critical in a close, tight game.
Yeah, the two biggest mistakes that Georgia Tech made were the first drive. Excuse me, I think it was the first drive. We had third and two down near the goal line, and you have Haynes King, and you didn't run it. And then you have fourth and two, and you didn't run it. And so you came away with nothing there. And then the other mistake was after King had the two big runs and set you up on a fourth and one, for some crazy reason, you bring the tight end in motion, hand it to the tight end to run a sneak and take the ball out of Haynes King's hands. I mean, that's the dumbest thing ever. That's the most overthought decision of all time. But
Right. You're right, Walt. Tech should have won that game by at least another touchdown and blew it right there. That was
Clemson had a couple turnovers, too. So that's
stuff. They were in a fog when they got down there. Didn't know how to handle it. Yeah. But Clemson had poor coverage in the secondary. They should have had at least one or two more turnovers other than the one that they got. They were totally fooled on the two-point conversion in Tech's third touchdown. And to me, Clemson is about the overall equivalent of an Illinois or a Pitt. The game changed on the Omar Daniel interception. That was the turning point of that football game. And just wanted to make comments about that.
Thank you, Steve.
Love to hear what you have to say, and thank you for allowing me to get in.
Thank you, Steve. You know, I've never heard Steve speak that way. Steve has always been very complimentary of Clemson and everything else, and I've never heard him speak that way. So I guess he's feeling his oats over Georgia Tech and their prospects for the season. Good reason. The game changed when Haynes King was born. That's when it changed. King was by far the best player on the football field. I mean, by far the best player on the football field. Like I don't know who was second, but second was like miles away from Haynes King. You know, Clemson did come into this game with the notion of running the quarterback on planned runs. And they did a lot of that. And that actually was pretty effective. And, you know, when Dabo talks about Cade being a competitor, you know, you saw some of that in that game. You did see some of that game. Now, one of those resulted in a fumble, which you can't have, obviously. But Clemson did come into the game thinking that, you know, you hear a lot of things about Garrett Riley. Obviously, Clemson saw a lot of things on film that made them think that, you know, the quarterback run game would work, and it did. So, you know, that's to Garrett Riley's credit, and I think Clemson executed that. It was a nice complimentary piece to Adam Randall's 15 carries. All right, quick break here. When we get back, you can get in for the first time all day. I actually have two lines open for a moment. So it's Galen, Ken, Basketball, David, Dre. I'm coming to all you guys as soon as we get back.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us, and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com. Trammell & Mills, we don't do quiet.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart. Minutes away.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on The Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I have no idea how that song's not a huge hit nationally. I don't get it. Love it. That song makes me happy. That song makes me feel better. I needed that song today. Hey, that's Country God. Let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can sign a major problem for you in your home if not addressed. And none of that is good, all right? So call my friends at Canty, Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. I promise you will thank me later. All right, back to the phones, and it is Galen at 51 minutes. Galen, good to have you, Galen.
Hey, Walt. How you doing today?
Thank you, Galen. Appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, for two things non-football, if that's okay. It won't take but about 20 seconds. My first thing non-football is I don't want to talk about my Gamecocks football. And the second one is the first time I've ever wanted to mute you or should have muted you, because I love – salmon sushi, but now I've got second thoughts. So I want to thank you for that. Okay.
Yeah, trust me, Glenn. Had you seen this video I was watching? And it was in the store packaging, and I know which store. The store was clear. The thing was clear as day label, and I don't think it matters. And I know there's some ways to elicit these things to come out, but yeah, she didn't need to do anything. She just let it warm up for an hour on the counter. And there must have been, I don't know, Galen, 30 or 40 of these little white worms that were coming
out. Okay. Well, again, I should have muted you again. I just want to thank you for that. But and now to get the Clemson football. I am a Gamecock fan, but thank you, Walt. But God. But you probably know me better than my three ex-wives. We've been talking, not every week, not that, you know, I call in, blah, 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 but – I know that you.
Wait, Galen. Did you say three ex-wives?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, Galen. I'm impressed with three ex-wives. Yeah, that's well done.
Well, yeah. I mean, they just don't see. And again, it's
you're like some of these. You're like some of these schools.
You know me.
Yeah, you're like some of these schools, Galen, that wind up playing, that wind up having to pay four different ex-coaches.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not getting any of their contracts or NIL money at all. I'm telling you that. But what I was going to talk about, you know me better than they do. And with that being said, I think you know my IQ and my logistical my logical thinking is off the charts. I mean, my IQ is way up there. And I'm thinking with Tom Allen.
Yeah, there are at least three women who don't agree.
You'll agree with me on this one. Tom Allen, I don't think he can be on the field because of legal issues and lawsuits, because he's got these supposed superstars on the defense, and they, like you said, they're not performing. Put him in the booth, because if he's on the field, he may go Woody out. I mean, Woody Hayes.
Yeah, yeah, that could be.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's got that much fire. I've seen him in his, some videos, him talking about his players, and I would love to have him down in Columbia, but you put him on the field, and with these subpar performances, there's no telling what he may go Woody Hayes. I'm serious.
Well, right now, I think Clemson fans would like to see somebody go Woody Hayes.
I think that's what they need.
Yeah.
But listen, it's good talking to you, man.
Same here, Galen. Thank you. Appreciate that. Ken, how are you, Ken? Good to have you.
Hey, good to be here, Ken.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.
Can you walk?
Yeah.
I'm just going to make this kind of short and sweet. I'm calling every Clemson fan to boycott Clemson. The school needs to do more than suspend those teachers.
Well, they are. I mean, one's already been fired, and I think the other two are about to be dismissed.
Okay, I'm just wanting to make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think they are 100% are doing the right thing. I think they had a process they had to go through, and I think that's where we are. That's what I read into the statement that Clemson released earlier today. It seems that one has already been fired, and the other two appear to be on their way to being fired.
Thank you, Walt, for
clearing that up. Thank you, Ken. Yep, people have asked about it. It's not a secret. I think it was a process that Clemson had to go through, but I think the process has now taken a major step forward, and we learned that one had been fired, and that two of them had their any teaching responsibility ended. They had been removed from that, and then additionally, it said something in that Clemson statement about the likely possible termination of the other two. So I think that's where you're headed. I would expect that at some point in relatively short order. I would not be surprised at that. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi and basketball. David and Dre, you guys are coming up. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts. It's the end of summer spectacular. Listen, get to Lake Kiwi. You're getting incredible discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. It's the Lake Kiwi Auto Group end of summer special. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s. Save up to $15,000 on new Rams. Or save up to $20,000 on new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, you buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. That's right. You buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi on top of these other specials. So go see our good friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Basketball David, then Dre, Matthew, Bengal, John. Basketball David. David, good to have you.
Well, it might be time to turn the page on a new season.
It might be time. You
Walt
know,
I Simpson, there you are, yeah, Walt.
I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about basketball as yet, David, but I'm going to start thinking about it.
It might be that time, Walt. No, I was just kidding. I wanted to play a little joke, but I actually wanted to call about football. There was 3 points I wanted to hit real quick, Walt, and then as a third, I'll take your comments up there. Well, first of all, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Cade's play, and rightfully so, but I wanted to talk more about him. Well, do you think Cade, or I don't know if it's the locker room, if he's lost them, if he ever had them, what do you think of Cade as a leader? Because I sort of see this guy that's trying to be a Tim Tebow and you know, where he's like, where I'm going to come back on Monday and give it my all. And we've heard that quite a bit. And well, Tim Tebow had to do that one time.
Right. You can only do that once. You know, the life expectancy on that kind of play is one time. And yeah, you're right. I can't. I don't see that. I actually think that, you know, if you want a guy who has the leadership and some of the intangibles that Tebow did, it's more like Haynes King.
Yeah. Or Mateer. I listened to him after the Mateer. Michigan game, and I was really impressed
comparison.
With him.
Yeah, I've made that comparison. You know, he's a much more athletic Tebow, and that's what Mateer is. I mean, and look, in terms of the college game right now and the two best leaders at the position in the college game, I'm not saying the best talents or anything. The two best leaders in terms of the intangibles they bring to the table and everything else are without question Haynes King and Mateer. Both of those guys should be right at the forefront of the Heisman talk right now. They 100% should be.
Yep. No, agreed. Kind of moving on to the SEC, Walt, the second thing I wanted to get your thoughts on was, Walt, does the Wisconsin game change your mind any on Bama? Is Wisconsin that bad? Or does Bama maybe look like they have a little bit of a pulse?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I think Wisconsin is that bad. I think we had already seen that. But I think that the only pulse Bama has is coming from Simpson, the quarterback. And this gets back to the Cade conversation because he's playing far better than Cade is, and he has never been given a chance until now. So he actually, the last two games, he basically has been near flawless the last two games. And I know the competition hasn't been there, and that remains to be seen. But he is personally elevating the level of Alabama. I still don't think Alabama's any good. But I think that kid is really playing well, better than I had any reason to expect him to play, given that we hadn't seen him. And again, this goes back to DeBoer last year. And you have to wonder, if Simpson's capable of playing this well, where was he last year? You know, where was he when you were running Milroe out and almost every performance was disastrous? Where was he? So I think Alabama is better because of Simpson. And as long as he continues to play well, maybe they'll win some games that I did not expect them to win. You know, South Carolina, which I thought they would be a loss for them. Now South Carolina has all sorts of issues. So, you know, we'll see moving forward. But he's given them life. I'll grant that. So, you know, they have a chance to be a little better than I thought based on him alone. The rest of it I still don't love, and I still don't love that running game at all, which is non-existent, and even more so without Jim Miller.
Yep. Gotcha. And the last one, Walt, I wanted to get your thoughts on, and I'll take this one off the air, is, Walt, what do you think Kiffin needs to do with Ole Miss when Simmons, if healthy, gets back? Because, and I messaged you this offline over the weekend, Walt, is I was really impressed with the Trinidad kid.
Yeah.
You know, and he had come from a D2, and the announcers kept talking all game, and, you know, he's never been in an environment like this. And, I mean, well, obviously he's at home, so that, you know, benefits him a little bit. But, you know, but still, I mean, I thought the kid looked poised, you know, delivered the ball where it needed to go, made the right plays. And you were spot on about that Arkansas-Ole Miss game. I mean, if Green doesn't turn the ball over late, I thought Arkansas was driving in to win and whatnot. But where do you think Ole Miss goes? Because I think they have something in that Trinidad kid, Walt. And again, Walt, I'll appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, David. Good speaking with you as always. Yeah, it's a really interesting question because I think they have something with Austin Simmons too. So we'll have to see moving forward. All right, quick break. Lines remain jammed. Dre, you're up first as soon as we get back.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day. Hey, folks, want to ask you a question. How many of you spent all summer going on vacations, grilling out in the backyard, and you've put on a few too many pounds? Well, if you're raising your hand right now, here's the deal. You could go to a pill and think it's a quick fix. It is not quick, it is not cheap, and it doesn't fix the problem. PhD weight loss fixes the problem because it retrains your brain and it retrains your body. It helps you dig into the real reason you put those pounds on. They believe that the true key to long-term weight loss starts with your mind and not your mouth. the pills, the shots, Ozempic, etc. Those are all unnatural solutions to what is really a natural problem. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks on the PhD weight loss plan, and I have kept that weight off for years now because the plan works. And I haven't spent a second in a doctor's office or pharmacy trying to find a remedy for weight gain. I would highly encourage you to talk through the possibilities now with one of the PhD weight loss consultants. Call them 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Fall is here and so is football season. Score big with Harmon Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches and railings, garage doors, and bath hardware. Give us a call and find us on the web at harbinlumber.com. We love the opportunity to help you achieve your dreams that you want for your home. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help you with your vision. And go Tigers!
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all, with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end. And all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu. Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
turn out all right. Ramona trying to make the scene a little happier with some happy Beach Boys music. Don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right. Maybe. We'll see. Debo talked about 2016. It seems like a bit of a reach at this point, but you never know. It is college football. I mean, I remember when Clemson lost to Pittsburgh and everybody thought, it's over. And then everybody else in the nation lost. So you never know. I mean, I'll say this. I trust the rest of the nation to fall apart. I do that. I don't know that Clemson can stay together, Mona, but in terms of trying to figure out some sort of scenario whereby you can recreate 2016, I do trust the rest of the nation can fall apart. I do trust that. I watched a lot of bad football this weekend, a lot of bad football. So it's possible. There were some good games. Texas A&M and Notre Dame was a great game. We haven't talked about that game yet, but when we do, we're going to be talking about another Heisman contender, and that's Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed was outstanding and has been outstanding. He has to be on the Heisman shortlist now. I know his name was nowhere to be found before the year, but I did like this A&M team, I said, for the first time ever. I did pick A&M with the points, but we'll see. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply, and we'll get right back to your calls. Dre, you'll be first. BennettEquipment.com, that's the website. You need to go to the website, BennettEquipment.com. Bennett Equipment and Supply has four locations. They've been in business for a quarter century. 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster. That's where my excavator was rented from, the Takeuchi, just un-friggin' believable. 1897 US 76 Hiawassee, Georgia, that's their newest location, providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. You can't see a construction site, you can't drive by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Takeuchi recognized Bennett Equipment earlier this year as one of the top five Takeuchi dealerships in North America. And from a Takeuchi standpoint, they're the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Trust me, it's not a slogan when they say the Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. I've seen it firsthand. Your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, that's Bennett Equipment. Sales, rentals, service, parts. Look, you know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. And again, go to the website. Check out the website, BennettEquipment.com. New website, BennettEquipment.com. I promise you'll thank me later. All right, Dre, good to have you, Dre.
What's going on, Walt?
Hey, Dre. Good, appreciate you getting in. You know, I noticed, by the way, Ramona and Dre, I noticed we're not getting any calls today from any of the people who predicted Clemson by 30. I got a lot of those, like Thursday and Friday. We haven't heard from any of those people.
Oh, but I wanted to get in. The last caller took one of my points I was going to make because I was going to ask you, do you think Cade just lost the locker room? Because, I mean, I've been looking at this team trying to figure out what's going on and what's going wrong, and the body language of this offense just isn't there for Cade in his time of need. So I'm wondering if the offensive line and other players have just checked out from Cade being their guy.
You know, Dre, I don't think so. I think it's too early in the season for that. Plus, you know, the thing is, there's enough blame to go around. I don't think anybody in this team should be pointing fingers right now. I think they should try and stick together. And then I think they all need to look in the mirror. I think they all need to take a hard look at themselves and what they can do better to help this team. Because I think there's enough blame to go around. That includes coaching, too.
And that was another point. I heard you say that to another caller earlier, that you think it's enough blame to go around. I just can't put it. Me personally, from what I see, I can't put any blame on the defense, because I feel like, yes, they've made some mistakes and they could have played better. But at the end of the day, we have seen progress in this short time that Tom Allen has been here. We have seen zero progress in this offense.
Yeah. I okay. Mean, so you know, Dre,
the signs are there.
Yeah.
We look at, hold on real quick. We look at LSU. They held LSU to 17 points. With the talent and the firepower we have on offense, holding a team like LSU to 17 points should be enough to win. Like, I mean, they're living on the field, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I'll be gassed, too, trying to take down Haynes King, who just don't stop going. If I gotta put pads on him,
yeah,
1,200 times in the game.
Yeah, you know, you make a fair point, Drake. But you know, let me just answer it this way. I still think there's plenty of blame because the defense, while it has been better, there's no question it's been better. It's been way better against the run than it was a year ago and against some pretty good running teams, way better. And I thought that the eye discipline of this defense on Saturday was good in terms of all the things that Georgia Tech throws at you. It was better than I expected it to be. So, you know, Tom Allen's only been here a short time, but I think he's definitely had an impact. I think the defense has played better. At the same time, the defense has also allowed opposing offenses to possess the ball. They've had the ball too long. So just like you can flip that around, you can say, well, the offense doesn't produce any first downs, so the D is on the field all the time. True, but the D doesn't get any three and outs. So, you know, so the offense sits a long time while the D eventually stops somebody for the most part, but the other team tends to possess the ball. So I think we've seen issues on both sides in that regard. And fundamentally, you can make the case that the inability to get Haynes King to the ground, that Clemson lost to a one-man gang because they fundamentally did. I mean, that was pretty much a one-man gang on Saturday, and Clemson couldn't stop the one. So I think there's still enough blame to go around. I agree with you, Dre. In your general assessment that, you know, the defense clearly has gotten better than where it was a year ago, but they couldn't get any big stops late in this one when they needed to, and they knew who was going to have the ball. And then and I think the offense has been just plain ineffective. I think that's pretty obvious. Again, their first downs in terms of how it ranks in America, they have 47 first downs. And if you include teams that are behind them that have only played two games that are clearly going to pass Clemson in the category, Clemson's 121st in the nation in first downs. I mean, that's just awful. I mean, there's no way around that. It's just terrible.
All right. Well, my last point I wanted to get into, and I'll take your comments on this one off the air, yeah, my man. Might be playing the blame game still here a little bit, but just looking at this team, I'm trying to figure out just, like, what's going on. And, like,
yeah,
I'm not the type to call for a coach's job. Like, I don't want Dabo fired. I don't want no coach fired. But at the same time, it's like looking at this and being realistic here, it's like, okay, Riley looks like he may not be working out. I look at all of these big-name recruits here in the past 5 or so years we've gotten, and a good decent amount of them have not panned out to be what we were told they were going to be. So I'm trying to figure out if, like, there's a disconnect somewhere, like, with the coaching staff and the scouts looking at talent. Like, I mean, I just feel like there's no way possible we missed out on this many. We whiffed on this much talent.
Jay, I think the problem there is the star power.
I feel about DJ. I don't think DJ was really that bad. I mean, you look at his high school tape, he was great.
Yeah.
You look at the four games he showed up in when he had to step in for Lawrence, he was great. Like, so, I mean, you can't tell me that he's a horrible quarterback.
Well,
the proof is there. I mean, but it's just like,
and he never had any receivers to throw to, you know, other than the Notre Dame game. He had no receivers to throw to his whole career here. But then he made, you know, because he got bad advice, then he made ridiculous choices and went to two other schools that had no receivers to throw to. And he was dependent on receivers. He's a pocket passer. He's a 6'5 pocket passer, wasn't particularly mobile, and he was dependent on receivers. He kept getting bad advice. He made a bad choice to come here at the time because Clemson didn't have receivers, plus he traveled 3,000 miles. Then he made a bad choice to go to Oregon State because they had no receivers, and then he went to Florida State where they had no receivers. So he chose they not only had no receivers, they had no talent in offense whatsoever. He was actually the best offensive player. So we'll never know what he might have looked like with, you know, say this core of receivers? We'll never know the answer to that, you know. And he basically produced the same type of numbers everywhere he went, which was pretty good. He was basically generally pretty good. But in terms of this, you know, not good enough, but pretty good. But in terms of this team and what this team's going to take to move forward, I mean, you know, I still think there are enough issues all the way around. I think everybody has to be better, and certainly Cade has to be better. He's not been good. He has not seen the field. You know, it's been multiple problems, really. I mean, LSU pressured him a lot. He had happy feet. He bailed out of the pocket way too quickly, which he has a penchant for doing. He hadn't seen it in a while, but we saw it again in the LSU game. And then I think that affected him in the games moving forward. I think he lost confidence. You know, it's funny how confidence can be a fleeting thing for quarterbacks, kickers, and cornerbacks especially. And Cade right now is not a confident player. I mean, there's maybe a little false bravado, but he's not confident right now. And somehow, you know, this team needs to get that back going forward, and it's up to the coaching staff to get it. But, yeah, look, the star power on this team across the board, the stars have not played well. They just haven't. All of the alleged first-round guys, none of those guys have played well. So they all have to play better, and we'll see what they do moving forward. If none of your stars play well, then your season's going to be disappointing. That's just the way it is.
All righty. I appreciate you both, yep, man. Always a pleasure, boss.
Always good talking to you, Dre. Great job. Absolutely. Dre coming loaded today. And we'll get to all you on the other side. Stay tuned. Don't move or you'll lose your spot. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out.